Now, what an incredible week it's been for stargazers. From dazzling meteor showers to historic planetary alignments, the skies have put on a show like no other. And lucky for us, the weather played along too, which, as any Irish sky watcher knows, is a rare treat. And joining me now is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, to recap last week's cosmic highlights and look ahead to what's coming next. David, thanks for joining me, as usual, on Kilkenny Today.
It's a pleasure, and what a week it's been. Boy, have I lost a lot of sleep last week.
Right, go ahead, shoot.
Well, the Perseids are always a fantastic meteor shower every August. This year there was a bit of moon around, but it didn't stop the bright ones putting on a dazzling display. I saw several big fireballs leaving glowing clouds behind them, and people around the country got clear skies as well. We know that because they've sent in photographs that will be going into the next issue of the magazine. So all in all, a great show. We can't wait now for the Geminids in December, which are slightly more active. The night is much longer in December, and of course you can start much earlier, dark by 5 o'clock, there won't be any moonlight interfering with the ones in December, so definitely want to get out to the countryside and see perhaps a 10 times more spectacular show. So that was the Perseids.
Okay. Now, any standout moments, David?
Yeah, the big thing we alerted everyone to last week was that Venus, the brightest thing in the sky, well, after the sun and the moon, brightest star-like object in the sky, was going to pass very close to the planet Jupiter, which is the second brightest thing in the sky. So Venus is 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. So extremely impressive. And to have it line up with Jupiter, the next brightest thing you can get in the sky, is unprecedented. I ran the computer predictions forward about in the 2040s. Still couldn't find when it happens this well-placed from Ireland again. So this could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And they were close, really, for several days either side, but the official closest date was Tuesday morning. And it was clear that morning, and I'll never forget the view of these two brilliant searchlights in the sky. And they were so close, you could hold your little finger up at arm's length and cover the two of them. So, you know, hopefully everyone got to see that. They're slowly pulling apart. Even this morning I had a quick look, and I could still cover the two of them with my fist. And on Wednesday morning, we'll talk about this in a moment, I think, they're going to be joined by the moon. So hopefully everyone got to see that. If not, set your alarm. You missed an incredible show last week, but there's still a bit of it left to see this week.
Okay. And so Saturn and the moon and Pleiades. It wasn't just Venus and Jupiter. Saturn snuggled up to the moon, and later the moon met the Pleiades star cluster. Did you manage to catch these events, and what made them worth staying up for?
Yeah, again, amazing. Three out of four nights in Ireland are totally cloudy, from dusk till dawn. So to see the Perseids and to see the Venus-Jupiter conjunction, and on top of that to see Saturn near the moon. It was Monday night and Tuesday night last week. We warned everybody about this on the radio show last week. And they were seen as well, as indeed was on Saturday, 2 nights ago. We saw the Pleiades star cluster right next to the moon. They were so close at the beginning of the evening that the light of the moon dazzled you, and you needed a pair of binoculars to see the cluster. But as the hours ticked by and the moon moved away from the cluster, you could actually see the two with the naked eye at the same time in lovely clear skies. So it's been an absolutely incredible week, something not just to see, but spectacular to see almost every night or morning of the week. Like I said, I got very little sleep last week with all that activity, but it was well worth it.
Now, as you mentioned, there is this Wednesday morning, there's another must-see event, the crescent moon hanging near Venus and Jupiter. First of all, build us up here as to why it's worthwhile setting our alarm clocks and what time.
Yeah, probably between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. is the best time to view. By 5 o'clock, the sky's getting bright, but they will be a little bit higher up. 4 o'clock, they're high enough up to start seeing them. So we've still got Venus and Jupiter relatively close. So if you held your fist out at arm's length, you're going to be able to cover Venus and Jupiter. And Venus is the one at lower left, a bit brighter. Jupiter is the one upper right. And the moon will be directly to the left of Jupiter and straight above Venus. So but they make an incredible triangle. The moon also be a very thin crescent. Only 11%, about a ninth of its diameter, will be lit up by the sun. So quite a thin banana shape on the moon. And of course, the moon, Venus, and Jupiter are the three brightest objects in the night sky, full stop, and to have them so close you could cover them with your fist is unheard of. So this is one morning, as if to say goodbye to the conjunction and to see the trio together. You have to set your alarm clock for 4 a.m. Even though you just look out for 5 minutes and then go back to sleep, you'll have seen something well worth the effort.
And David, haven't we had we've had an incredible summer for all these events in the skies, haven't we, really, compared to some other years?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's more. Normally in the summer skies, around the June solstice, it gets dark so late there's not much to see, and if you are going to see it, it has to be very late at night. But certainly since we've come out of that solstice, we've got Saturn has moved into evening skies, Venus and Jupiter passing close to one another. The moon's always interesting to watch. We have the Sturgeon moon rising. There we've got lots of pictures in for the magazine of that as well. And there's more to come, because next month we've got a total eclipse of the moon. It's just 2 or 3 weeks away now. And then we've got the big annual starbecue coming up in September.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about that in a moment, Sam, about the starbecue and that in a moment. But your magazine, you provide diagrams in your magazine all the time about these different events. Can you tell us about how Astronomy Ireland helps newcomers navigate the night sky?
Yeah, well, the diagrams of the magazine are aimed at the general public, and they show just what you're going to see with your eyes, maybe occasionally with a pair of binoculars. And you get those for less than 30 quid these days, and every household should have a pair of binoculars for astronomy and daytime use anyway, but mostly with naked eyes. There's a nice diagram in the current magazine that shows, for instance, Venus and Jupiter with the moon sitting just above them, so you'll know exactly what to look at and what to expect to see. Unfortunately, it often happens, it's cloudy, and the diagram is all you're left with as a memory, but hopefully it'll be clear, and you actually get to see it for real. So, you know, if you want to, there's always half a dozen excuses to get the whole family out every month to see something special in the sky. The magazines will whet your appetite. So if you join Astronomy Ireland, instantly you're emailed the Sky Diary, the notes of what to see in the sky. So if you hear about something on the radio, you know, you can be viewing the diagrams within minutes.
Yeah.
And the paper magazine will arrive in the post thereafter.
And I can tell you the notes are very, very good that come out in the email to members as well. Now, David, there's a bonus, because if time allows, Mercury's morning appearance for early risers, Mercury will be visible this Friday before dawn. Now, you said that less than 1% of people have ever seen it. Why is Mercury so elusive, and what's the trick to spotting it?
Well, with it being three times closer to the sun than we are, even when it's at some maximum extent, left of the sun in the sky or right of the sun in the sky, you'd barely be able to get your fingers spread at arm's length between the sun and Mercury. So you certainly can't do that in the daylight sky. It's dangerous anyway. But when you wait for the sun to set, you're going to have a maximum of a hand span at arm's length of Mercury above the sun, and that's at sunset, and it's a bit too bright then. You have to wait half hour or so for the sun to get enough below the horizon, the sky begin to darken, and then you might see Mercury. Now, it's actually very bright. It's as bright as the brightest stars in the sky, but you'll always be looking at it in twilight, low down, and you really only get a few days to see it twice a year. Once in the morning sky in the spring, which is gone, and once in the late summer, early autumn sky in the morning sky, so another early rise. But if you're up looking out for Venus and Jupiter during the week, you might as well have a look for Mercury. And the diagram in the magazine shows where Mercury is relative to Venus, Jupiter, for actually every day of the last couple of weeks of August. And so if you're running blind, you've got to watch the low in the east, where the sun is beginning to brighten the sky, around the 5:30 mark. You might see a star, in quotes, in that air, low down in that area. That's Mercury. Now, it's well less than 1% of Earth's population have ever seen it. It could be a tenth of a percent. So it's very, very few people in Ireland have ever seen. If you like getting up early, this is the week to do it. It'll be at its exact highest from Ireland on Friday. But a couple of days before that, a couple of days after that, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, you might just become a member of that 1% club.
Absolutely. Now, David, just in relation to the next, when is the next magazine due out?
It's in production at the moment. It should be printed later this week and posted out, we hope, at the end of this week. And then people will have it physically in the mailbox, we hope, on Monday.
Okay.
We always try to get out before each month begins, so well before September 1st. And it's going to cover that total eclipse of the moon.
Okay, we might do a preview of that magazine on next Monday's show. Just do a preview of what's involved, and to give people a taster of what does be involved in the magazine for that, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a lot of what to see in the sky, but we also report on what people have been seeing, pictures they've sent in, even the written reports, and then there's all the news from around the universe. What's been discovered in the last month? So lots of pretty pictures as well. I say to people, you know, even if you only got a casual interest, when the magazine arrives to your letterbox, at least just flick through it and look at the pretty pictures. If any of them engage your interest, there'll always be a caption or an article explaining in more detail what you're seeing. Or if it's an Irish picture taken by an Irish astrophotographer, as we call them, there'll be an explanation of what equipment they use, because a lot of it can be done these days with camera phones, which practically everybody has. And I would urge people on Wednesday morning when they're up looking at Venus, Jupiter and the Moon to snap it with their camera phone. Camera phones can be a bit tricky because they're meant to photograph people, scenes or landscapes. They're not used to a few bright dots on a black sky and they get a bit confused and overexpose things. But if you're photographing in the twilight, the background is actually slightly light and that helps enormously. And you can get pictures as good as professional photographers with full camera equipment, with just a humble camera phone. And I've seen people do it with the cheapest models out there. You don't have to have the latest, fancy, expensive camera phone. And we want to publish your results. There are lots of pictures on the internet from around the world, but we want the Irish photographs. What do people really see in Irish skies? And the kind of thing, a record you could make yourself. And wouldn't it be great if you get the kids up to watch the planets and moon on Wednesday morning to have a souvenir photo for the rest of time as well.
Wow, absolutely. Now, David, give me the update on how preparations are going for Starbecue on the 18th of September?
Yeah, they're practically, the 20th, so it's always a Saturday night.
Oh, 20th, sorry, 20th, my apologies, 20th of September.
It's always a Saturday, so there is not a work day the next, school day the next morning, and we have to have the moon out of the sky because we're going into the Wicklow Mountains, some of the dark skies in the world, and we don't want to have the sky lit up by a natural phenomenon of the moon. So it'll vary. Usually it's in late August, early September. By that stage, the sun is setting early enough that, you know, we don't have to wait till midnight for pitch black skies. We can be going at 8 o'clock. So we kick off with the barbecue running, the talks, and exhibitions. And then when it gets dark, the telescopes are set up. We've hired the GA grounds in Roundwood in County Wicklow. So they're strung across the playing pitches, giant telescopes, at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eyes. And big target this year is Saturn.
Okay.
The rings are tipped almost edge on. That only happens every 15 years. This is going to be a unique view of Saturn, and the speakers are already lined up. I'll be giving a talk about the universe. But we also have the BBC Sky at Night program have a new presenter, Dr. George Ransfield. She's an expert on exoplanets, planets going around other stars. And she's kindly agreed to give her talk. Her colleagues on the Sky at Night have all spoken at Starbecue in the past. So it'll be nice to have the newbie on the block, as it were. And also then from the USA, zooming in, so this will be an online talk, on the big screen, will be the director of the SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute. And this is the serious search. Oh, I think I saw an alien in my backyard yesterday.
Okay.
This is how do we detect them and locate them. And indeed, what should we be looking for? So it's going to be just an amazing night of talks.
Okay.
If it weren't for Saturn.
You'll have to leave it there. Now, and I'll just give you a bit of news. We're going to cover a segment of that program at the Starbecue on the 20th. We're going to cover that for Community Radio Kilkenny City. So now, David, thanks so much for guiding us through the celestial wonders. I'll definitely be setting my alarm for Wednesday anyway, I can assure you that. But listeners, don't forget to check out Astronomy Ireland magazine and visit astronomy.ie to join the society and get those sky charts straight to your inbox. Until the next time, keep looking up. Thanks, Dave. David.
Fantastic, thank you very much.
Okay.